Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship. Rats off a ship.
Jay Figg's going to give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we are rats off a ship or not. Go ahead, Jay Figg. What's number one for today?
All right, number one. Using part of your Saturday to watch the Canes versus Central Connecticut.
You know... I kind of want some of my Saturdays back right now after last week. So I'm not rats off a ship, but I'm going to park my rat ass right on the bow of the ship. And any chicanery in the first 10 minutes, Leroy, I'm out. So half rats off a ship.
Rat.
I don't know. Leroy?
Basically, the Canes have taken other channel. They are now other channel. So I'll be watching the game, and when that game goes on commercial, I will check in on the Canes.
Rats off a ship.
So I am rats off a ship.
All right. Fair enough. Jay Figg, what about you?
Like you said, I kind of want my Saturday to be happy, so I'll be watching, you know, some updates on my phone, but I will be watching Love Island. I have to know what happens.
Marcos? Yeah, I'm going to be in the Grand Canyon, dude. I'm not going to be watching that game.
Rats off a ship.
Grand
I'm
Canyon.
I'm going to be watching Love Island.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
About to go, so what is it? You're headed out. You're going to be out for the rest of the week after today.
Yeah.
What is the trips? Where are you stopping at?
Going to Arizona and then driving to Vegas.
Ooh.
And then flying back.
Goosies.
Absolutely.
What are you gonna do in Las Vegas?
Fancy dinner, probably. Ooh. Party. I'm seeing if I can go to that UFC thing. I was gonna go to a Dolphin game, but they're charging way too much. Crazy. $200 for nosebleeds.
Especially if it's a coin flip. Jacoby Brissett's gonna play.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch. And then the backup Nathan Peterman versus. It's not really just a, you know.
It's understandable. What's number two, Jay Figg?
Conor McGregor's first pitch.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I feel like, you know, there's got to be somebody in Conor McGregor's life that just tells him no. All right? And part of that is getting punked by Machine Gun Kelly, and the other is throwing a first pitch into the bleachers. You know, like, some people just got to say, hey, Conor, not for us. Not for us. So I'm rats off a ship on this. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I'm going to tell you exactly how this went. Conor, can you throw the first pitch out? Yeah. Do you need any warm-up? No, dude, it's throwing a baseball. And then you get up there, and you're like, oh, no. Not what I planned. So I'm not rats off a ship, but let's not make the assumption that everybody can throw.
I'm with you. Jay Figg?
So I saw a video. And I can't tell if I'm rats on or rats off the ship because, obviously, it was a terrible pitch.
Yes.
But I'm rats on because it made me laugh so much.
It's very selfish of you, but okay, I understand.
You know, you're asking me, so.
It's you. Your rats can go wherever you want.
Exactly.
Marcos?
I'm over here, man. Just keep fighting, you know, focus on healing. I'm tired of it. Throwing drinks, throwing pitches. I'm over it.
Don't you gotta heal? Like, you just broke your leg in half. Don't you gotta heal?
Come on, man. He was, oh, I'm over it.
It was just, I just saw your leg in the other direction, like, not that long ago.
Yep.
Why is he just gallivanting about? Shouldn't he be still, like, isn't it Rice? Like, shouldn't he be part of, like, elevation right now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Number three, J-Fig.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at that last Twitch.
It's messed up. It's messed up. I just read it.
Okay. Kyle Lowry being ranked 40th best player in the NBA by Sports Illustrated, and he was 28th last year.
I'm rats off a ship on this, and I'll tell you why.
Rats
this
off
is complete heat bias. Because if he was on the Philadelphia 76ers right now, I'm not sure that they wouldn't rank him 15th or something like that. Because that's how much they will fluff up guys going to other teams. Just like Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers. Where, like, Russell Westbrook has been getting dumped on every which way for years. Now he's on the Lakers, and they're like, unfair. Look out. Russ is on the Lakers. Nah. You know what? I'm rats off a ship, Sports Illustrated. Because this is up to your, this is you up to your usual anti-Miami tricks.
Just like when
the NFT stuff came out and you were, or the NIL stuff was coming out and you put up all the dollar sign Kane jerseys up there. I see right through you, Sports Illustrated. Go to hell. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship on all these lists.
Rats off a ship.
It don't matter.
That's not the question. You can't be rats off a ship on lists.
Okay. I'm rats off a ship on him dropping 12 spots from 1 year playing the same way he's played, you know, his whole career. Now all of a sudden he's 12 spots worse?
Ridiculous. And by the way, did you see those pipes?
By the way,
hmm?
That black and yellow thing that Tyler Hero's wearing?
Yeah.
Makes him look even skinnier.
You mean that excellent jacket? And fashion sense.
No, not the Zoolander jacket.
What are you talking about?
The black and gold one.
How can you look?
It was a jacket.
He looks like a jacket. Oh. Yeah, like what is he supposed to? Is he supposed to look yoked in a jacket?
No, but dude, come on.
No, you come on.
You so, dude, how skinny does he look though? He could hide behind a sheet of paper.
He looks great.
And you say he's swole.
You are going to be in for a surprise, my friend. In for a surprise. I got more Tyler Hero stuff. I got more Tyler Hero stuff coming up.
Tyler Hero weighs the same amount as Kyle Lowry.
J-Fig.
Kyle Lowry might be heavier.
No, I won't allow that. J-Fig, what do you
got? Go look it up.
Nope. J-Fig, what do you got?
Are you rats off this entire list, Leroy?
He said he was rats off a ship on lists in general.
Right? I felt kind of offended, but okay. I am rats off a ship. I am also with you.
Rats off a ship.
What about you, Marcos?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, okay, well, if he didn't really play that much last year, I can understand where the list goes down, but I agree with you. They are always anti-heat, so therefore I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Well put. J-Fig, number four.
Wearing expensive jewelry during physical activity. This refers to Aaron Jones, who found his chain with his dad's ashes in it.
Listen, it was a very sweet thing that Aaron Jones did, wearing a locket with his father's ashes in it and scoring 4 touchdowns. And it's a very cool story. You're wearing your dad around your neck and then you score 4 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, Leroy. Like Brett Favre, I mean, you know, that was always the number one dad story. I think this tops it. I mean, this was pretty awesome. However, I'll never understand wearing the expensive jewelry during sports. I don't understand. I'm not a jewelry guy in general, but if I did spend that kind of money on jewelry, I can't. Did you ever do that, Leroy? Did you ever wear the expensive jewelry during?
No, I had too many people pulling and yanking and ripping at me.
Well, you played the same position as Aaron Jones.
Yeah, and look what happened to him. He lost it. But I was, yeah, you. Oh, look, when I wore game uniform, everything that went on my body was about protection. I didn't care about jewelry or anything like that. Reggie Roby wore a watch. So you could tell where his level of contact was. He wasn't a small dude.
Hmm. What about during the gym? What do you you wear? You wearing jewelry during the gym? You doing anything with that?
No. Who wants to get all sweaty all over their good jewelry?
J Fig.
It's a very sensitive topic, but I am also rats off a ship. If it's too precious for you and you don't want to lose it or wreck it, why wear it at all?
Yeah.
But see, the caveat is his reasons for wearing it.
Right.
That kind of supersedes the expensiveness of the jewelry when you have that reason that he has.
Whose house sounded like a haunted mansion?
That was mine.
Marcos, what about you? Jewelry during physical activity?
Yeah, I'm about that. I'm not gonna lie. I want gold teeth. I want a thick chain though. I don't need a keep to leave ripping off my chain. I need a thick chain, some gold teeth. I want everything.
It does feel like it opens you up for somebody could disrespect you and you just yank the chain.
Right.
Yeah. Need a thick
one. I like that Josh Chisholm. He wears a chain of himself on the field. That's cool.
The chain's the same size because he's not that big of a guy.
Did you see the Nationals? I mean, it's a ridiculous question. There was a Nationals pitcher yesterday who mocked Jazz Chisholm after striking him out doing the Jazz Chisholm Euro step, because Jazz Chisholm does the Euro step when he crosses the plate, and so he did it after striking him out because he's all salty because Jazz Chisholm hit two bombs yesterday. Go to hell, Nationals guy.
That's funny. See, that's sports to me. Like, if you're going to do it, you can get it back. But this is also the same guy. If Jazz Chisholm hits a home run and pimps it out a little bit, he want to throw at the next guy.
Oh, man. Finally, J-Fig, where do our final rats land?
This is our favorite rat. Crying during reality TV.
Hey! I mean, I guess I can't be rats off a ship. It got hit last night. I'm sorry.
I am rats off a ship. Do not pass go. Please turn over your man card. Like, you ain't even crying over some emotional stuff. You crying off of a show.
A reality show, too.
A reality show.
Dude, it was Proclamations of Love. It was Proclamations of Love. You weren't there.
Okay, but right after those proclamations, what if dude would have said, you know what? I'm keeping the 50 large.
Well, that wasn't the same part of the show. Proclamations of Love come before the money is awarded. It's like it's your last effort to get votes from the Brits.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, got me good.
That sounds ridiculous.
I will say, I don't like the fact that
you got to go on TV and prove how much you love somebody you just met. I'd be like, nah, she all right and everything, and I'm looking forward to the future, but, it is what it is right now.
Can't wait till J-Fig gets to that point.
Gets to what point?
Where they have the proclamation episode. I want to see, is it really worth tears?
She was thinking where she had to give a proclamation about somebody she loved.
I thought you were offering up to reality TV right now.
Well, J-Fig, it's 2 months, because this is the funny thing. It's 50 episodes, but it's 2 months of television. It's 2 months they shoot the show. It's 8 weeks, right?
Isn't that insane?
I don't know how they do it.
So quickly.
Well, because they're always filming, so.
It must be, but they must be airing it every day. Like, how do they do it? But because it's live voting,
do we have to vet him?
Say that again.
Do we have to vet him first and do a background check?
Yeah.
To make sure you're being taken care of.
Do you if 2 months you know a guy, right, and he offers you and you're given £50,000, which equates, I think, to like $70,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So $70,000, you know a guy for 2 months. You sharing that?
That's the question.
Rats off a ship.
See, I don't. But the thing
because
is,
you went into
you
that whole thing.
Love and money together. That's
I don't know.
You, I don't like it.
Wait, let me ask you, J-Fig. If you went through this whole process and y'all proclaim y'all love for one another,
on live TV.
Yeah, on live TV, and one of y'all get the 50 grand and don't split it. How serious was that proclamation?
How serious is my fist?
you're like, we split that, right? We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet.
All right, we'll take
it. That'll be it, right? That'll be the end of the relationship.
There was none.
Right.
Was none.
We'll take a quick break, get you caught up with your headlines. Final hour of the show here on a hump day after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!